This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Montenegro. Montenegro has become the first European country outside of Western Europe and the EU to legalise same-sex civil partnerships. The bill passed this week, giving same-sex couples equal rights as heterosexual ones, with one exception, which is child adoption. It was a convincing vote. 42 MPs voted in favour of the law and 5 against. The LGBT community is obviously tremendously excited at the progress of this bill. It's particularly sweet because the first time this bill was put up, about a year ago, it met with really strong resistance from the Serbian Orthodox Church, which is the dominant religion in the country.
It's such good news, particularly given their neighbours or close vicinity of Hungary and Poland, which is not going so well for LGBTI people.
Now, Stefan, you've been getting into Harry Potter?
I have. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, you will know The Leaky Cauldron and MuggleNet. They're two of the biggest... The Leaky Cauldron and MuggleNet. They're two of the biggest fan sites for Harry Potter fans. And they usually feature a lot of J.K. Rowling's things and pictures, achievements. But they decided they do not want anything to do with her anymore. And that's because of a lengthy essay, which I must say I haven't read, that criticizes LGBTQ advocacy, where she details her research and beliefs on transgender issues and how transgender activists are dangerous to women and to women's rights. So they decided that they will not feature her anymore. And I think it's probably good to not give her a part for, obviously, they're still going to talk about the books and talk to anything related to Harry Potter, but nothing about J.K. Rowling.
I think it's great. I think it adds to kind of what Daniel Radcliffe said which I think was really important, when he said, even if you're against everything she said, if you're queer and you have really found solace in those books, you get to keep those books. You can still love the books. You can still find the same solace in them. You can still kind of escape into them. And just because she said terrible things, it doesn't get to take that away from you. And I think that that's what the website's like, they're trying to do by taking her kind of just away from it, but not taking away the books. And I do think that that's really important and great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it sends a message that it's not okay.
Yeah, the essay was pretty bad.
Let's hope that she listens. Shannon, you've been keeping an eye on the USA there's progress in LGBTI rights?
Yes. So in Massachusetts, there's a town that has... just this last week, actually created their very first domestic partnership ordinances. So at a city council level, they've created domestic partnership laws. And including in that, because they wanted to include same-sex relationships, they also decided to include polyamorous relationships, so relationships between more than two people. So this is really, like, it's not just symbolic. It actually is really important when it gives the same domestic partnership levels if someone's sent to hospital, about giving information, about health insurance, about all those sort of things that, like, marriage and domestic partnership, civil partnership laws kind of protect you with.
I wonder how this came about. Well, there must be somebody who, you know, is really pushing that for it to, that's quite an advanced law.
Well, it was actually, no one opposed it. And just one of the city councillors just said it didn't feel right that it only described relationships between two people.
Wow, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Back to Europe, Paul, tell us about the rainbow flag.
Yes, well, I found a couple of stories because obviously it's been Pride Month. And there's two villages, one in Spain and one in the UK, where they've actually defended the rainbow flag. There was a village in Spain near Malaga where the mayor was ordered to take down the rainbow flag that was flying on the town hall. This is because there has been a ruling in Spain that only official flags, so the Spanish flag, regional flags, and the EU flag, are allowed to fly from official buildings. And apparently his flag, or the rainbow flag, got reported by a couple of the citizens, so he had to take it down. But then the citizens of the village decided that they would fly flags because they're allowed. They're allowed to fly flags from their own premises. And they were, over 300 flags were flying from in this village, from people's balconies, windows, you name it, it had a flag on it, basically.
I'll bet the people who complained are upset.
Yeah.
Malaga is a very gay-friendly area. It's a very big tourist area for LGBT tourists. So it probably doesn't surprise me that the community would get up in arms over that one.
In fact, a lot of the flags came from Torremolinos in the seaside resort, which is a very LGBTI-friendly resort. But over in the UK, a village there, the parish council at Oakbridge Boroughwash, which is in Derbyshire, they actually voted not to put up any flags. And the reason they decided not to put up any flags because they decided it would be divisive and set a dangerous precedent.
There's danger in those rainbow flags, I tell you.
But the villagers are of Oakbridge and Boroughwash had none of it, and they put lots of flags up on their own places. So there you go, councillors.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.